It's Mark Reardon for C-Speak, the language of executives, sponsored by PNC Bank. Today I'm joined by PNC Wealth Management market leader Angela Pearson and Bob Esch, chair of Trusts and Estates Practice with Reisman Berger PC. Welcome to C-Speak, Bob. Tell us a little bit about Reisman Berger PC and how you came to chair the firm's trust and estate practice.
Reisman Berger is a general practice law firm in downtown Clayton, Missouri. I have been a trust and estates attorney for my entire life, basically. Practiced downtown for a long time with a couple of the large law firms, and in approximately 2002, decided to move to Reisman Berger. It was a good fit for me. Clayton was a terrific place to work. I love downtown, and I love working in Clayton. Because of my background, I've only practiced in the field of trust and estates. I took over leading the department there, and that's my practice area.
So, Bob, as we approach the end of the year, tell us how the new tax laws are affecting estate taxes and who needs to be worried.
The answer to the question of who needs to be worried is fewer people than used to be worried, meaning the estate tax exemptions have grown significantly. By way of background, there is a federal estate tax. Everyone has an exemption against the federal estate tax. When I started practicing law, that federal exemption against the estate tax was just $600,000. It is currently for 2018, $11.18 million per person. That is the current federal estate tax exemption. What that means is if someone owns over $11.18 million, they have to file an estate tax return at the time of their death, and there is estate tax due unless there is a reason why it's not due, basically. So the federal estate tax applies. The new exemption amount for 2018 does allow us to shelter assets from the estate tax. You can use that exemption during your lifetime. It's actually an exemption that is against either the federal gift tax or the federal estate tax. So one year-end strategy that a lot of people use is make gifts. You can make gifts at near the end of the year using what's called your gift tax annual exclusion. That's the $15,000 amount. But if you have more exemption than you need in your particular situation, if your exemption is large enough that it doesn't appear you would be over it at the time of your death with your assets, you can give larger amounts away.
Bob, we have people listening in both Missouri and Illinois. So how do the estate tax laws differ by state?
We have taxes that are federally imposed taxes. For example, in my world, I'm always dealing with, it's called the federal estate tax. There's also the federal gift tax. There's also the federal income tax that everybody is familiar with. There's also the federal generation skipping transfer tax. I call that the tax nobody knows about, but it's a bad tax. It's a transfer tax also. So those are federally imposed taxes, four different taxes that apply in many people's situations, especially at that $11.18 million level that I mentioned earlier. In addition, there are state taxes. Of course, we're in Missouri. Missouri has a state income tax. It's 6%. Illinois has a state income tax, of course. Missouri doesn't have an estate tax. Missouri used to have an estate tax. I'm going to have to guess going back 15, 18 years ago, perhaps, we still had a Missouri estate tax. Illinois does have an estate tax. They have an estate tax. They have their own exemption. Just like I told you, there's a federal estate tax exemption of $11.18 million. Illinois has an estate tax exemption from the Illinois estate tax, which is a $4 million exemption. So the short answer to your question is know what state you're in and either even what property you have in different states. You could be subject to another state's estate tax if you own property there.
So just as a real life example, let's say that someone gets $700,000, right? As a, you know, from someone's will. Yeah, as an inheritance. They have to pay still income tax on that?
No. Property received by gift or inheritance isn't taxable income.
Okay.
But then so it's not subject to income tax. The person who left them the property might be subject to a transfer tax, either federal or state, depending on their entire situation. And then once you own those assets, if you own those assets and then they grow to the level that you need to think about the estate tax yourself, that's when we do estate planning to move or devalue or transform those assets into something else so that your assets are below the estate tax threshold.
For our entire interview with Bob Esch and more C-Speak content, go to KMOX.com/news. C-Speak, sponsored by PNC Bank.